Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's Dad's Point of View column called My Empty Nest Cross-Country Road Trip to College with Ford. Yes, I am going with Ford, meaning they, Ford, have given me a brand new 2013 Ford Flex to drive the 3,000 miles from Los Angeles to Boston. It's going to be one heck of a trip, and I leave tomorrow. Today is a Thursday, August 23rd, so for my listeners that listen to my show on Saturday and Sunday, I will be either in Denver or Moab or on my way to Des Moines. My stops include Las Vegas, the Grand Canyon, Monument Valley, Moab, Denver, Des Moines, Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Niagara Falls, Buffalo, New York, Cooperstown, and the Baseball Hall of Fame, and then on into Boston, all in a 24-hour period. No. I'm taking 8 days to do this. I have a driver with me, my son, so we will alternate, and the Ford Flex is just such an astonishingly fun car. You will hear more about the Ford Flex later in the show with two representatives from Ford that joined me for segment four. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to BruceAllen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page when you're there, and you'll get a drop-down menu with all kinds of wonderful options. So today we have our regulars, Wayne Levine for the men's room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and our two special Ford guests, Dan and Aaron, who I will introduce more carefully in segment four. Tomorrow, as I said, I leave for Boston, and it's a big trip. I am very hyper, very excited, and we're talking about the empty nest, in fact, on Dad Chat tonight, for those who are listening live. Dad Chat, of course, is my weekly parent chat. It is not just for dads. We have equal participation for moms. And if you're on Twitter and you don't know about tweet chats, you really should learn about them because they're fun. And your kids are probably participating. And they're also great resources for learning and networking. Dad Chat has been around for about a year and a half. We are, I think, the largest parent chat on Twitter. There are other ones. I think there's a mom chat and there's Dad's Talking, which is a very good one as well. And there are other ones. But I believe our Thursday night Dad Chat from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, and that's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time, is the biggest. When we had Guy Kawasaki as a co-host back in May, we had over 80 million impressions. That is a really significant number. Impressions are kind of like billboard views of a billboard. It doesn't necessarily mean that 80 million people read or participated, but it means potentially 80 million people got to see one or more of those tweets. There were, on that particular night, over 2,000 tweets sent out in the hour and over 400 people that participate. The other thing that I love about social media in general and Dad Chat in particular is we regularly have guests from at least 4 to 5 different countries, if not more. At different times, we have had, I like to call it the Olympics of tweet chats, because we have had every continent represented. People from Africa, Australia, the Far East, all over Europe, South America, etc. So I don't know if we've had both the North and South Pole, but I do believe we've occasionally had a guest from Iceland. So it's cool. And every time I see a guest from a foreign country, I not only welcome them, but I just get a big, big, big kick. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and please like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page. And if you want to stay in the loop on everything that's going on with me and dads, you can sign up and receive my newsletter by just going to the homepage at BruceAllen.com. The new Because I Said So comic strip is tied into everything that's going on this week. It's called Dad's Cool. And just go check it out. The Because I Said So comics have now been out for, 50 of them have been written by me and drawn by Voog Designs. And if you want to get a caricature, a really good one, there's a special offer to get it for like 40% off. I think only $25, your very own caricature. He can do it just from a photo. And you can see his work by just going and looking at the ad at BruceAllen.com, which shows my caricature. And I can tell you, He got me good, and it's fun, and I use it as my Twitter handle, and I use it all over the place. So, also, the new I'm Not That Dad vlogs, there are two this week. I attend a lot of concerts, and I went to see Neil Diamond, his 40th anniversary concert tour, Hot August Nights, and it was indeed a hot August night. And when he invited the audience to sing Sweet Caroline, it was really sweet. And that is the vlog that's up right now. It's called The Concert Series. Neil Diamond sings Sweet Caroline. And then in honor of my son starting the Berklee College of Music, I have another vlog that's called the Berklee Music Jam, in which he invited a number of local freshmen that are starting Berklee along with him, who happen to live in our general area, over to our house. And they did a jam for several hours, of which I taped it and put together a very short 4-minute clip of the kids just jamming and having fun. And it made me feel really old because they were having so much fun and their whole lives are ahead of them. And it's really exciting and fun to see my son embark on this journey, as well as a lot of melancholy, a lot of sadness for me. I know he's feeling a lot of anxiety and just nerves, but the dynamic in homes change the moment the kids leave, or in this case, one of two kids leave. And I know this is the right thing. And God willing, he won't be coming back to live. He'll come back to visit. But the dynamic will never be the same. And then 3 years from now, when my other son leaves, it will again change. And then it'll be a little bit like the movie Hope Springs. My wife and I looking at each other and wondering, okay, now what do we do? On that note, I think it's time for another life lesson.
You got to act. To wait the positive element, I need the negative.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Be grateful. Yes, be grateful. About 5 years ago, I survived a car crash that should have left me dead or worse. Dennis Prager has often said that the single most important ingredient to happiness is gratitude. Let me repeat that. The single most important ingredient to happiness is gratitude. That accident dramatically reinforced his words to me. Too often, we are living our lives waiting for that something we think will make us happy, rather than counting the blessings right in front of us. Live your life now. Don't wait for that something that you think will make you happy. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
Right now. Okay, we will be back with Wayne Levine, who is on the road and may even have to call from a cell phone. But that will be for the men's room. I hope you like that life lesson. And there are sponsor slots open. If you want to be a participant on the Bruce Allen Show, just email me at Bruce@BruceAllen.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.